Next on the agenda is item K, court facilities, a membership in the Calaveras Public Power Agency for low-cost utility rates, also an action item. I'd ask the presenters to please identify yourselves. Thank you. Welcome.
Sure. Good morning. My name is Laura Sines, and I'm with the Office of Real Estate and Facilities Management. This item actually came up in the planning of the new San Andreas Courthouse, which is located in Calaveras County. One of our utility analysts identified the opportunity for the courthouse to receive reduced electricity rates if we were able to join a local JPA, the Calaveras Public Power Agency, which is called the CPPA. So from a cost perspective, we were able to identify that the ongoing utility rates, we'd save over $22,000 a year, and then a one-time cost of $115,000 a year in capital equipment. From a policy perspective, it got a little more difficult in that we'd have to actually join and become a member of the local JPA, and that was something that we didn't think the AOC had done before. So JPAs, or joint power authorities, joint power agencies, are actually allowed under California law. They are structured very differently depending on their intentions. The CPPA is actually a very simple JPA in that it is empowered to acquire and distribute electricity. It doesn't own any infrastructure. It doesn't build any infrastructure. And most of the members, there are 32 members, are local to Calaveras County. The JPA also specifically states that the members don't take on any liabilities or debts of the JPA. There is a one-time cost of $2,000 to join the JPA. There is no additional cost for reserve funds, and there are no current assessments at this time. So what you have in front of you today is the JPA amended agreement, which allows us to become a member of the JPA, and then also a separate agreement between the AOC and the CPPA, which allows the AOC to be treated as a Tier 1 member, which is a preferential member treatment. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Sains. Commissioner Alexander.
Is there anybody else that's treated as a Tier 1 that is a member as a Tier 2?
Yeah, by definition, Tier 1 members have to be located wholly within Calaveras County. So it's the only reason why we are not a Tier 1 member. So we have this separate agreement where we will be treated as a Tier 1 member, but because of the JPA agreement, we have to be called a Tier 2 member since we have locations outside of Calaveras County.
But there are other entities that do the same.
I believe we're actually the first state entity. All the other ones are local. The school district, I think, is a Tier 2 member.
Okay. I just didn't want us to be the only one.
Yeah.
That's getting special treatment.
Justice Miller.
Can we terminate the agreement?
Oh, we can. Yes, absolutely. If we haven't started receiving power yet, there's a 90-day notice to the CPPA. Once we've started receiving power, it's a 180-day notice to the CPPA.
Judge Moss.
Other Mike.
This sounds like a no-brainer. Is there any negative to joining the JPA?
In terms of joining the JPA, there's always a risk of rates going up. Historically, rates have been lower than PG&E, which is our other alternative, and rate increases have been lower than PG&E. We would say we would face the same rate issues with PG&E, frankly.
Yes. Judge McCabe.
My initial concern was about potential obligations and responsibilities. I think you've adequately addressed that issue. It looks too good to be true. That always makes me nervous because what's around the corner is going to get me. And it appears that we've got an out. So if there is an issue in the future, we still have a time frame that spells out. So I think it's appropriate, and I would move to recommend.
Thank you, Judge McCabe. Mary Beth Todd, second by Jim Fox and David Yamasaki. Mary Beth Todd.
Just as a former CEO from Calaveras County, I know we've been aware of the discount power offer for many years. I mean, this first came up when we transferred the facilities, and we were made aware of what a good deal this was. So it has been in place for many years. The public agencies in Calaveras County have been benefiting from it for years. I know this was a big this was a goal of former presiding judge Mooney, who is now retired, to get this same offer for the new courthouse there in Calaveras County. So I'm happy to see it's coming to fruition, and I think because it has been in place for so long, I wouldn't anticipate that there's going to be any sudden change in rates, and I think this is a great deal, and I appreciate all of the efforts to ensure that new courthouse will be able to benefit from it.
Thank you, Judge Kaufman.
I'm just looking at the recommendation on page 6 and 7, and it looks like there's three things that have to happen. One, first, we have to adopt a resolution. And what concerns me is the Judicial Council going to pay the application fee of $2,000?
The AOC is the actual member, but we need our governing body to adopt the resolution.
Okay, but number two is the Judicial Council pays the $2,000? Or is the Calaveras County going to pay the $2,000?
It'll come out of the capital project costs.
Okay. But who's paying?
Who's paying?
I just want to know who's paying. I'm not saying $2,000 doesn't.
It sounds like the construction fund.
The AOC will be paying in that.
AOC? Yeah, the one time.
Down your mic.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we're the entity that's joining.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And not the court.
Thank that's you. Right. Yeah, that's fine.
Any more discussion?
I just want to make sure.
All in favor of the recommendation contained in your written materials on page 2, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll have a 15-minute break and then resume to take up item L. And so we'll meet at approximately 10:33-ish.